Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How might Christian churches respond to the coronavirus pandemic? At a time when many churches are moving to online gatherings due to demands for social distancing, are there ways to do ministry that may still be considered? Are there opportunities that arise in a pandemic that rarely, if ever, exist otherwise? What might crisis moments of the past, like wars and revolutions, teach us? This is a special broadcast of the Good Life Radio Show. I'm joined with Pastor Jonathan Steeper, who shares from lessons he's learned while he and his wife and children served as missionaries in Albania in the 1990s during a brutal time of revolution and war. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you, as we typically do, the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Is there not a better time to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Does the gospel come clearer to you today because of the uncertainty that exists? Whether it's panic, whether it's fear of economic crisis, whether it's fear of health collapse. Relationships, are they being impacted? Does the gospel have relevance at a time like this? We say a resounding yes. Because Jesus loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ calls out to you, dear one, in the midst of this pandemic. Pastor Jonathan Steeper is the senior pastor of Kalihi Union Church. He was born in Hawaii and raised in Canada before his missionary service in Albania. He's been a senior pastor for more than 18 years in Canada, 9 years in Albania, and 10 years in Hawaii. Pastor Jonathan, welcome to our show.
Danny, thanks. So good to be with you.
It's really hard to put together statistics because they keep changing. Changing by the day, really changing by the hour. I wake up in the morning, I look at the update, and the numbers just keep rising and rising in America, rising globally. Pastor Jonathan, as a pastor of a local church in the islands, what are you seeing at Kalihi Union Church?
Well, I'm seeing on one hand a lot of things shutting down. And on the surface, you know, people losing jobs, people staying at home, obviously, with the orders that we have. A lot of churches not really knowing how to respond or people knowing, you know, how to look forward. On the other hand, I'm seeing a lot of new things starting up. And people, I think, who are asking God, how are you opening doors and how is this actually an opportunity as opposed to an obstacle? So you have those sort of two contradictory things happening at the same time, spiritually as well as physically.
You mentioned other churches. How about churches that you are associated with more closely? What do you see happening in those gatherings, those bodies of believers?
Okay, so we have partnerships with a number of churches who use our campus. We have 7 churches that use our campus every week, and we meet together as leaders and we partner together as trying to function in community, spiritually and practically. So I think one is preparedness, educating people. So we have met together, we've talked, tried to do basic education, not only in terms of sanitary and social distancing, but also spiritually. How do we prepare people for the kinds of things they will go through and they are going through, and how do we bring a response practically to be ahead of the curve for what's happening? So we've met together as pastors. I've met with a series of leaders, and all of them trying to say, okay, what are the needs within our people groups? And then whether that's a children's group or a family study group or a larger worship gathering. And then how do we seek to meet those needs in new and creative ways?
Now, we're talking about a Tongan fellowship, Samoan fellowship, Chukchis, Korean,
yes.
Japanese, right?
Yes.
And, of course, English.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But when you have a blend like that, do you find that under a crisis moment there's greater tension, or is there a sense of compliance, working together, wanting to move things forward as a unit?
Both. Gaps are real. Ethnic gaps are real. Language gaps are real. Social gaps, monetary gaps are real. So those more effort needs to be taken to bridge them in times of crisis, because people tend to pull back. But in other ways, where there is initiative, it's fantastic. So a crossing over between groups that normally wouldn't associate, of course, happens in the gospel foremost. But then how we work together. So when we have, work days, we all work together and we try to bridge those gaps. But in a time like we're facing now, where people are separated, there is more effort that is needed because of language and other kinds of dynamics to cross over those gaps and say, okay, what needs do you have? How can we come alongside your own group? And so we are helping with meals, we are helping with finances, we're helping transportation, all those kinds of things. But to identify those needs is the number one area.
How do you do that? How do you identify needs when distancing is required? How do you find out?
There has to be that trust base of relationship, because people won't share those needs unless there's that trust base. So where we have the relationship, we seek to build it, make it stronger. Where we don't have the relationship, we seek to find the people in the community who have the trust and leadership, and to work with them, so that they will direct us. And so we tend to decentralize and to be more of a starfish base, where you want people on the ground making the decisions and expressing the needs, rather than the people from a distance saying, oh, you need this or you need that. So having the people identify their own needs, and then seeing, is there a way we can pray for that, or we can practically help to come alongside.
Talk to us about the starfish and how that could relate to the phone tree that you've implemented there at the church.
Okay, well, in any kind of emergency or crisis, you really don't know what is going to happen. It's the unknown that people are dealing with. There's an element of the known, but then there's so many variables that it's very hard to predict anything. And so you basically want to empower people in their positions and in their places where they are to make decisions and to do things as best they can, rather than to dictate a model or a system that they have to follow. So we do that in every kind of area in congregational care. So for us, we have groups of people who naturally will be cared for because they know each other and they meet together. But then we have a larger group of people that are loosely tied in. And so we have divided people up in our database. We have geographical areas, which is actually very helpful in emergency times. And so we've divided them up into hundreds and fifties and tens and fives, and encourage people to actually phone people that are in our community, and so that we have those networks. Of course, in these days, you also have to have enough of a relationship so people will actually answer the phone, because people, if they don't recognize the numbers. So communicating with people, saying we're going to be calling at this time, praying with you, seeing if there's any needs, and just touching base. So we've begun that system. And again, sometimes we have huge gaps, but where it works, it's glorious.
What are some of the needs that you are seeing already?
Danny, the ones that people often miss are things like depression, family conflict, areas where people who've done really well with addiction are tempted on a whole new level because they don't have the same support systems to encourage them. And so, you know, all of those are very serious and very real. So, you know, we had a suicide attempt last week that family came in to seek comfort. People who are returning back to alcohol because of stresses, or even domestic kinds of issues between husbands and wives who, you know, they're used to working apart and they come home and they're working through, they're used to their relationship in a specific context, and now they're kind of cooped up together and they got the kids there as well, and they don't really have a lot of ideas of how to make the most of the time. And so tempers and other things flare. So those are very real dynamics. There are, of course, a lot of people who've lost jobs, and that adds a whole economic stress, not only the immediate of not having food. We took someone to a food bank today, but also the longer term of the unknown. What are we going to do? What are we going to do then? So different people have capacities for stress at different levels.
I feel, Pastor Jonathan, that there is a greater good by God's grace to just be talking about it as we are now, really, as you're sharing what you're experiencing at the local church, at Kalihi Union Church, a church where there's seven different congregations that are a part of your church. I don't know, 11 plus services per week before now all these changes recently took place. But you're speaking, and when we come back from our break, we'll continue the dialogue with Pastor Jonathan Steeper. He said, Danny, why him? Why are you interviewing him at this time? Well, there aren't many pastors that have been pastoring for years in a war zone, who has seen devastation and has mobilized the church, work with the church, in ways that are unprecedented. And we are in an unprecedented time now. We're just sort of feeling our way through it. But some of those similar points of dynamic tension exist, and we're going to talk further, heart to heart. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Jonathan Steeper says it is vital that the church understand her critical role. He's saying these things in the context of the coronavirus pandemic, where by the day the numbers rise, the fears, the anxiety increases. And as he said before the break, there are underlying effects that really aren't underlying. They're bubbling up already when it comes to depression, when it comes to people affecting marriage, affecting relationships, everybody hunkering down together. Other things come to the fore that would not have normally or would not have necessarily come to the fore in days gone by. But we are living in a different time. This is a new era that we are living in, and our lives will be changed because of it. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Pastor Jonathan Steeper. Pastor Jonathan is a senior pastor of Kalihi Union Church. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go ahead and listen to it again. Pass it on to family members, friends. It's available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Jonathan, take us back to some of your experiences there, Revolution War in Albania, and how that relates, those tensions relate to what's going on right now in the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, Danny, it all comes back to Jesus. Whether we're in war or revolution, a different country, a developing country, or where we are right now, Jesus is the light of the world. Always has been, always will be. And he makes his people the light of the world. So for us, I was in a refugee crisis and personally caring for about 50,000 women and children. And there were all kinds of needs, from soap to food to clothes and all kinds of other things. But it really comes down to what's going on in our hearts in terms of being valued, being loved, having hope, having a future, and in the face of death, having a Savior and having an eternity with Christ in heaven. Are we saved? Are we not saved? And that truth of eternity directly impacts how we deal with what's in front of us right now. And so for us in Albania, it was a very different season and time. There was isolation. We didn't have the kind of technology or communications that we have now. Whole different networks of people that had to be direct via truck and car and conversation. So, you know, there were a lot of unknowns and everyone doing the best they can. But it really came down to, are we asking God and praying and bringing the power of Scripture into bear of whether we're looking at how do I make mattresses for people that are sleeping on concrete, or how do we make food boxes for, again, 20,000 families, and where we have no money or we have no factories, all those kinds of dynamics. So it and the creative spirit of Christ enables us to see what others see as bad news, as saying, okay, God's at work here. Lord, we want to be listening to your voice. Holy Spirit, you've been leading us step by step. And God, how are you going to turn this around, not only to save souls, but actually like Joseph in Egypt, to deliver the people? And God does that.
Are there opportunities? You shared a little bit about opportunities that arise in a pandemic. And I know this is new. In a pandemic that rarely, if ever, exists otherwise, in your opinion.
About half an hour, I was talking to my staff. They touch base with me every day because we're operating from home. And so I was saying to our worship leader, okay, how are you and your team going to encourage and stir worship in our people now? And how can you use this and use technology? Not just planning for the future when we're back, but right now. And praying with him. Oh, the other avenue, how can you use this time for training? And people are available, they're free, they have time. That's always our biggest obstacle that we have, is finding people that have any kind of time. People have time, and their attention is fixed. So how can we use this to deepen them in their relationship with God, to equip them in their spiritual gifts and in their skills, but then how to mobilize them out for Jesus? And so those are whether you're talking worship or the opportunity to we're feeding, we're doing meals every day in the kitchen, or feeding the homeless, or being out there, or people who are intercessors actually mobilizing people on different levels to pray. There are all kinds of areas coming alongside and supporting the families of first responders or those who are policemen and creating around each one of them a network of people to encourage and to bless. There are unlimited opportunities that you have in crisis that we actually have every day, but that we never see them as opportunities every day because we don't see them as being important or the need.
How do you train?
Starts on our knees. It's a humility that says, God, help. and I think when that is there, the wonderful thing about crisis is we realize that we can't change so many things. It's beyond us, but it's not beyond God. And that alone is the starting point for anything great and glorious. When we realize this is only God can touch this. At that point, the power of God is released, and that's the beginning point of training. And so then, when you're at that point, you have nothing to lose, and you're able to be creative and to try new things. And so, for example, for me, I'm terrified talking on the phone. You know my past of stuttering. I hate video and television and being seen, and I still don't even listen to the stuff I do. But yet, I am forced in situations to do things I wouldn't do otherwise. And that's part of training. I think, get out there and do it. And so what if you fail? Try it. And I think the training is done first in our posture of character, and secondly, by saying, I'm not going to wait till I'm prepared 100%. I'm going to say right now, God, I'm going to try, and I'm going to train by doing the same way Jesus sent the disciples out, like sheep in the midst of wolves. And that's really our training field.
So what I'm hearing is an availability and a willingness to take action when action is needed, even if it might not be polished, even if it might not get an A+. It will get there at some point, but that's not even the issue. It's just engaging and letting God use you as you are, and empowering you to do what needs to be done.
Yes. And in the pandemic, everyone's telling us, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But God wants to tell you, do this and do this. And we want to submit to what we are doing socially to try to stop this virus and lower the curve. But we want to be listening to God, who is directing us what to do, how to love, how to serve. And in God's people, there's no one that serves with a passion and a zeal like God's people. And that's our heartbeat that Jesus gives us. And so he says, let your light so shine before men. they may see your good works and give glory to God. Well, there is something everyone can do. And those of us who understand the power of prayer, I mean, that is the greatest thing we can do. But then prayer always leads us into concrete action as we listen to God and say, okay, God, how do we put shoe leather to this? Who do I call? Who do I text? What are other ways I can grow and release your word into other people's lives? Are there practical things I can do to serve and help someone? We had someone go around and taking toilet paper to about 30 of our homebound people. Great. They were doing that. They were encouraging, sharing a word, all that kind of thing. But it begins with this asking God and then saying, God, I am here. I'm alive today because you want something good to come out of my life.
When we come back, Pastor Jonathan, we are going through rapid change. I'd like to at least address, or at least have you speak to changes that not only have occurred, but not just conjecture, but based on some of your experiences, maybe on a deeper level of some changes based on what you've seen in the past, some changes that may be occurring as the pandemic continues to unfold, or maybe I just say spread. At the same time, we're living, hopefully, with greater vigilance to press down that statistical line of COVID-19. We're doing it together. We're doing it prayerfully. We need to continue to pray more, pray together. There are ways to do it. Pastor Jonathan will share more heart to heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
These very well may be the finest hours for the body of Christ if the church is aware and able to mobilize. Pastor Jonathan Steeper says, this has to do with the role of the church and freedom. He'll share more what that means to him, what that could mean to us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, our guest today, Pastor Jonathan Steeper. In this pandemic moment, there is the hope of Christ. You say, Danny, where, how, in what way? We'll share more heart-to-heart with you. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com and Kalihi Union Church, kalihiunion.org. Pastor Jonathan, how are things going to change in your opinion?
I believe that culture is probably changed permanently in terms of how we view community, how we communicate, and I think even the role of government with the area of sickness and health. That this pandemic is actually being used to stop what we would consider basic freedoms and the freedom to assemble, religious freedom, all kinds of laws that are there in place for businesses and other things are people are just submitting and saying, okay, for this time, we're setting those freedoms aside. And for the most part, I applaud that, but I believe that there are all kinds of risks and danger that are being entered into as well. And from a spiritual level, I believe that we are entering into a time where we will see evil grow in ways we haven't anticipated, but we will also see the power of God and the people of God rise up in a way that we've never seen before.
In what way? Maybe we could speak a little historically about that as a basis of where we're trotting now.
Evil is, in Albania, we saw extremes of evil. People in our culture still, often many people still hold that, you know, people are innately good and they just need the right context. And I think when the Bible talks about this sin that is deep within each one of us. So I guess when we've been in places like we have, where we see people in the sex trade and stealing girls that are young and raping them, getting them pregnant, then taking those babies and actually dismembering them so that then they can be drugged and put on the street for begging, and then taking young children and selling them for body parts. I mean, those are things that we hear about or watch in movies, but if you've experienced them, you realize that evil is real. And the stuff of death is real, and that we are waging a war all the time as Christians against the forces of evil. And we wage with our worship and with praise and with prayer, and we wage it with the weapons of love and of forgiveness. But in a crisis, I think that battle, because we're confronted with death, we're confronted with our own mortality, becomes far more real for us. And whether it's someone, I got a call today of someone said, you know, I tested positive for the virus, and they're all of a sudden sorting through things, or someone else who's, you know, whose mom is around and they don't know because she's very vulnerable. All of us are facing the realities of death. And when we do that, we are also facing what happens after death and our eternity. And that's there in every culture, every situation, but it's highlighted. It's highlighted in a crisis time like this. And people don't know how to deal with that. And the power of the resurrection, as Christians, we understand the one who has victory over death or anything that leads us toward death. And we bring the light and the power of the resurrection of Jesus. So I'm not trying to be vague, but I believe that whether you are dealing with a girl in our group who lost her job, she lost three jobs actually last week, and says, how am I going to pay the rent? The awareness that Jesus is right there. And that is not a pipe dream, empty statement. That is factually true. And Jesus has everything in place for you now for this situation. And he's going to provide in a way that is going to glorify his name and is going to bring the power of Jesus to bear in your life in a way that you've never seen before. And that's the power of the gospel. We have good news, good news. And that good news actually increases in time of crisis. And sometimes, Danny, I just feel like when things are going so well, it's almost like people are more depressed and sad. But in times of crisis, they're looking to God and they're recognizing and valuing the good news that, that we have in our character, there is a sharing of it more readily and freely and gladly as everyone calls for prayer.
What are questions we need to answer but are not asking under this crisis?
How we release people rather than how we contain them. How do we release the gifting and the abilities of people rather than how do we contain them? How do we release the in the church, the spiritual gifting of people specifically to work as a body? And one of the factors that happens is that people are separated into compartments when as a body we're meant to work together. You know, the ear with the eye and the nose and the brain and the mouth and all the parts. And I think pulling and that nothing can separate us from the love of God, and nothing can separate the functioning of the body if we are seeking God, even when we are physically separated. So when Paul was in prison, he was still a spiritual powerhouse, even though he was separated from God's people. And there's pain, there's suffering, but we are looking for something beyond that. And I think that's the other question we want to ask, is how do we look beyond the inconvenience and beyond the suffering, beyond the death, to things that are more important eternally? Because we do not want to give up what is eternal for what is temporary. We never want to give that up. And I mean, I had one lady, she said to me on Sunday, and she old, and again, we were telling all of our people, stay away. We've just made ourselves available for spiritual needs that people have, and we're doing the distancing and everything else. And she said, I would rather hug you and die than not hug you. And I think in there is a statement that in our depth of being, the closeness of love means more to us than anything else. And that we as Christians can always give the assurance of the closeness of the love of God. And when we can't touch, we can touch through prayer and through Jesus. And when we're separated physically, we are joined together by the blood of Christ. And those truths are eternal. And even when we die and we're in Christ, we are never separated. I mean, that is amazing. And that this network, this incredible network of love and the Holy Spirit, is what is alive by the Word of God. And God is wanting to release through His kingdom into this world and the practical needs we face right now.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit, trusting in the work of the Spirit. You touched upon that. But amidst separation, speak to that a little bit more, Jonathan, the ministry, the power, the working of the Spirit. How might we begin to see the Lord's power and works then in a different way than we have in the past, the Holy Spirit?
Okay, so let me tie this to everyone's looking for, you know, they want to see a practical response. How many homeless have you fed? How many children are you looking after like we're doing, you know, for people who are out there with essential jobs and that kind of thing? All of those practical things that the world sees and the government and politicians and people really want to count and have data for, all of those are birthed out of a work of the Holy Spirit. And if you cut off the work of the Holy Spirit, agree with the Holy Spirit and all the components through which of prayer and of worship and feeding on the Word and the fellowship of the saints, when all of that the releases the power of the Holy Spirit into the community and into the world. And so to the components of listening to God, of having our devotional times, one of the incredible opportunities people have right now is to really dig down deep roots in the devotional time with Jesus. To spend time in the Word, not just to have some quick drive-through devotional time, but to sit down and say, Lord, I really, really want to hear your voice. and I want to spend more time listening to you than talking to you. And then the creativity and the power of the Holy Spirit begins to take hold of who we are. And the dreams he's put in our life that we put on the shelf, and the desires that are from him that we long to see, and how we pray for our children and our friends and our family that we've forgotten to pray for. And the Holy Spirit stirs that, and then action comes as a fruit out of the leading and the equipping of the Holy Spirit. And I would say, Daddy, that the most successful ministries that we've partnered with have been ones that have been birthed prophetically as people are listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, saying, God, not only what do you want us to do, when do you want us to do it, how do you want us to do it, and that question is constantly being asked. And so every day when they gather, okay, Lord, if we're out of step, you correct us. We want to listen to you. So the world only sees sort of the food in the hand or the clothes on the back or someone giving a drive. But all of that is really a fruitfulness of what the Holy Spirit has done and is doing and is going to do as he multiplies it.
You're talking about multiplication. And so far, when we talk about multiplication, exponential, the word exponential is thrown around. We're seeing it in numbers as the pandemic spreads. But Pastor Jonathan, mm-hmm. you're talking about exponential in a way of the working of God's Spirit through yeah. his people. And yeah. I guess that's something that needs to be emphasized or re-emphasized. We need to be reminded of the mighty working of the Lord. When we come back from our break, Pastor Jonathan will continue to share more, and we will pray. We've talked about prayer, but we will pray. He is a man of prayer, a man of intercession. As we pray, as we think about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the midst of a raging pandemic, there is a deployment that is taking place. Yes, food. Yes, a car ride. Yes, a text. Yes, a phone call. Yes, a way of touching people. Because the Spirit prompts. The Spirit creates. The Spirit gives an idea, puts a name on your heart and mind, and then you act. When we come back, more from Pastor Jonathan about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the midst of pandemic. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Speaking with Pastor Jonathan Steeper about the coronavirus pandemic, but now with the backdrop, or maybe the platform of the ministry of the Holy Spirit mobilizing the body of Christ, as the Spirit now is moving powerfully, going to move more powerfully in the lives of people. Historically, anybody that studies church history knows that in a time of crisis, it is the church's brightest, most glorious hour. In the midst, in the face of fear, in the face of death, there is this grace defiance, as it were, that is divinely bestowed and instilled in the hearts and lives of people that become courageous and brave and wise and creative in ways unlike ways seen in days gone by. Danny Yamashiro here. Pastor Jonathan Steeper, Senior Pastor of Kalihi Union Church, is joining us today. Find out more about Kalihi Union at kalihiunion.org. And this program is available for you to share, to listen to be encouraged at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Jonathan, in this, our final segment, as we continue talking about the work of the Spirit in the pandemic, someone might be listening and maybe intrigued by what you're saying, the depth. Some things may have been spoken of that are not necessarily on the forefront of our minds, but with a little more thought and meditation, there's a depth to it. There's a gravity that comes with it. But let's say someone listens and doesn't know much about the Spirit, doesn't even know much about Jesus or much about God the Father. How does this all work? If you can maybe give a brief review of the gospel, and then we'll talk more about how it relates, and then we'll pray. A brief review, Pastor Jonathan.
Amen. Jesus Christ loves you, and he came to make us new and to forgive our sin and to wash us with his blood. He died on the cross for us that we may know him and live with him forever. And he rose again, and he has defeated everything that confronts us inside and out, of sin and of Satan and of death. And he provides life and light now and for eternity when we surrender to him and when we know him. And he comes and he dwells in his heart by his Spirit, and nothing can be more glorious. Doesn't matter where you are, what you are facing, the Lord Jesus, in his life and his kindness and his grace to us, comes and draws close. And we can accept that right now and say yes to Jesus and be born again and be made new. And he does that. And we have a gospel and a Savior who changes lives. And there is no situation that is greater than he is. And so that is our prayer. Is that people in this situation will come to Christ. And we know that probably more people will come to Christ right now in this crisis than would come to Christ if everything were great. Because however we're made, we need things to point us to the fact that, yes, I really do need the Lord. Yes, I really cannot rid myself of my own sin or the sin that surrounds me in this world. Only Jesus can lift me above that. And he does. And he's willing to do that with every single one of us right now. And those of us that know Christ, He's willing to enliven our witness for him, that we can become agents, not just someone else, but we can each one become an agent of leading someone else to know Jesus, and that we have a story to share with someone, and that God would open those doors wide open for us to do that in word and in practice and in love and all those kinds of ways.
And the question is, what is your response, and how will your story be written? Will it be written as one who's allowing God to write the story through you, dear friend? Pastor Jonathan, can you lead in a prayer amidst anxiety, amidst frustration, even anger and rage? Could you lead in a prayer amidst brokenheartedness, amidst loss of many things and fear of loss of more, the weight bearing down? Pastor Jonathan, can you lead in a prayer that will bring the hope, relief, and the love of Christ, not just temporarily, but eternally?
Lord Jesus, you are the one who walked on water in the middle of a storm, and you invite us now to come and to trust you, because you are above the storm. And you are the one who brings life in the midst of death. So Jesus, we choose to trust you. Jesus, come and bring your life into our lives. You are the one who brings forgiveness in the midst of sin. So Jesus, we receive your forgiveness for our sin and for the sins, Father, that others have done, and for the sin of our world that we all share in. And Lord, help us to share that forgiveness. Lord, thank you. And you are the one who brings power in the midst of our weakness. And so, Father, come, and you breathe the power and the life of your Holy Spirit into every family, into every person, into every hospital room, Lord, in every prison cell, wherever people are, Lord Jesus, that the power to walk in what is holy and right and to rejoice, even in the presence of darkness and of hardship. Lord, you make a table for us in the presence of our enemies, and our cup overflows, and you have promised us goodness and mercy all the days of our life, and we will dwell in your house forever. Lord, what glorious news. We thank you, we praise you, we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear one, you can reach Pastor Jonathan and the ministry of Kalee Union Church and see what the Lord is doing there and how he's mobilizing people at KaleeUnion.org. If you'd like to stay in contact with me and with us, we can just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I would say this is also a good time to look at the programs that we have on our show, and this is another way of sharing hope. Send a link. That's all. It doesn't cost you a thing. Just send a link of someone that you know will connect, or you hope or pray will connect with a friend or family member. Like Pastor Jonathan said earlier, we have time. But what do we do with that time? Finally, Pastor Jonathan, in closing, a leverage point, maybe a parting shot, a leverage point that gets us beyond uncertainty of our own fears. And we can wrap with that. A thought from you.
Jesus sits on the throne. Jesus sits on the throne. Whenever I am tempted by fear, I want to look and listen and see Jesus on the throne of eternity and praise him. So I sing and I worship and I picture him in complete authority and control.
When you do that, what happens inside?
I start seeing things from heaven's perspective and not my own weakness. The word of God, I think I begin speaking and singing the word of God over whatever situation I'm in. And it changes my perspective and my enthusiasm and my hope. And I bring joy in that we bring light into darkness, and we bring joy into despair, and we bring enthusiasm into a world that is feeling down. And so my own heart gets excited rather than feeling defeated. And then my eyes are open to see opportunities and people around me who I can help and how I can help them. And I say, Lord, just give me courage and help me to go out and cross those barriers in whatever way you make it available.
Pastor Jonathan Steeper, thank you. Timely words from Pastor Jonathan, KalihiUnion.org. Dear friend, look, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, even as Pastor Jonathan has shared. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifeforyou.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us in prayer, oh, we need prayer, and we need prayer together. Stand with us with prayer and your financial support to make a donation. Go to thegoodlifeforyou.com and click Partners, and I thank you in advance. James 2:18, someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Jonathan Steeper, KalihiUnion.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.